Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're in our last weekend of summer before we bump up against that Labor Day weekend. So we're going to talk a little bit about prepping for Labor Day, because if your place is like mine, people just drop in and you got to be ready, right? You got to have some stuff set aside so that if your grilling turns to 12 from 2, that's a good thing. Cold beer, cold meat, ready to go. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and thanks for joining us. We do this crazy little gig once a week, wherever you're listening to us. We appreciate you taking a little time out and keeping that radio tuned to this station. Well, this is just a show about two guys who have a grilling addiction and enjoy an occasional toddy while they're at the back deck in the grill. So
can't do one without the other.
You can go to thegrillingguys.com and check out our website, and it's a pretty good resource. There's a lot of recipes. There's sponsor links. You look at the bar on the right, you'll see a bunch of different people that pay to keep this show on the air. Click on that link, check out their products. If you want to buy anything, you can buy it right there online or go into their stores. One of the vendors is in here, going to be on with us in a little bit, and that would be Old World Olive Company. But, Jop, I want to talk just for a second about a couple really important things. For starters, next Tuesday, it's been 8 years we've been on the air.
I know. I saw that on my calendar. We didn't get on the air on a Tuesday. It must have been a Saturday back then. But
yeah, it was September 8th. Right. It was a Saturday.
Yep. But that's pretty cool. It's been a good run, brother.
I remember well.
We've had a lot of fun with this thing, and we've done a lot of cool stuff. And, you know, about 3 years ago, 2.5, I think it was, that you came up with this idea called Operation GI Barbecue, where we could give back to the troops. And you had a good little run here last weekend about that, right?
I did. And I want to finish that story, okay. And then we won't have to mention it anymore, because we probably sound like a broken record. But it was an honest effort we put forth to raise money to buy large smokers and barbecue sauce and stuff for the troops. Original Juan donated some sauce. This guy named Fat Daddies gave us some rub from Idaho. American Barbecue Systems gave us a great deal on 3 large Judge smokers.
These are trailer models. I mean, they were big. They weren't on wheels, but they were big enough to be on a trailer.
Oh, yeah. They're on big wheels, and you got to roll them. So I show up at Selfridge Saturday night last week, and it's me and my son Alex, and there's nobody there that's supposed to be there to help us.
But Alex, important to note that Alex is in the guard, and he's down there on his 2-week maneuvers.
He actually
got
his orders for Bagram, and that's when I decided to go into action and do something for the troops, because I wanted to be able to show up at Bagram with a plane load of barbecue. That was the original twisted thought I had. It would have never happened. The military doesn't cooperate with civilians very well, as I should have known. But anyway, I finally got somebody a couple weeks ago from Selfridge, the Enlisted Heritage House, to take it. Showed up there Saturday night. Alex has been on 2-week AT. He's a Chinook mechanic for the Michigan Army Guard. And he's an E5, fixes big Chinook, supervisor kid. He's a good kid. And so we fed his whole unit on Sunday. So Saturday night, we show up at the Enlisted Heritage House. Now, dig this. Okay, Selfridge used to be an active duty Air Force base.
Right.
I can't really remember those days, but maybe when I was in the Air Force, it was just decommissioning and turning into a guard base. But where the general lives on any base is always the nicest house. And when the military wants property, it's always the nicest property. Dude, this thing is like 40, 50 acres on Lake St. Clair in Mount Clemens. So guess where the general's house is?
Right.
Oh.
Right on the lake.
Miami Vice, baby. Yeah. It's this big brick house. It's so sweet. Well, it's decommissioned, so there's a whole bunch of houses there. They're turning into an area for brain injuries survivors to recoup in. But the general's house got turned over to the Enlisted Heritage Association, and it's just a bunch of retired enlisted people who want to promote military life and sure. the enlisted heritage. So they were so cool. You'll see on our Facebook page, / the Grillin' Guys, there's a picture of me with about 8 guys. Those are like the last 30 years worth of command sergeant majors that ran that base.
Oh, neat.
And they all came to thank me for that.
Nice.
To thank us for that. It was wonderful to hang out with those guys and very touching. And it was great for my son to experience. And it's nice when people appreciate, we've put a lot of hard work into this thing. And it's just kind of nice when
and our listeners supported it too. Yes. And we would be remiss if we didn't mention that, because we did harp on this thing for a couple of years, but it happened. It was a real deal. I'm very proud to say that Bob and I never took a penny out of this thing. It was something that we did, and I don't want to take any credit for that, but it's worth mentioning because this was purely an effort to bring barbecue to 3 military bases, and we ended up doing that. So they were stateside. They weren't like we wanted to go overseas, but it was a good thing.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, heard every weekend on this station, or go to thegrillinguys.com to find our website. Dude, one of our great sponsors is Garrett's Appliance in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And they have 2 stores. They're a fantastic appliance store, retailer. And I have gotten all my appliances from them for years. We went shopping for some more a couple nights ago now. They had one of their classes with Chef Chris Wesley.
Mm-hmm.
So I took my best girl, and we called that a date night. And it really turns out to be a date night because it's all couples, and they serve you wonderful food. You learn some really cool stuff. This class was a classic Mexican taco class, which sounds simple, but this dude, this Chris Wesley, he's really good.
He put the talk in taco?
It was fantastic. Yeah, and he's just very personable. And here's a whole bunch of couples around that giant bar just having fun, you know, having some wine and some cervezas. It was great. So I would highly suggest you check out Garrett's Appliance and check out their website or their Facebook page. They'll announce those classes when they come up, and it's the best $50 a person. It's the best money I've spent for a date in a long time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I found a nice range that my wife actually gave us the nod on. So.
Sure. Sure.
That's a problem picking stuff up.
Right.
But she saw that big 36-inch Thermidor.
Yeah.
And she agreed that it looks like the real deal.
Good. Good. I know that's important to you.
It is.
To have a big old gas range.
Well, she does all the baking, but when it comes to a big cooktop, that's me, I'm the breakfast man.
You're doing gas, not electric.
Gas always. Top, electric oven.
Yep. Dual fuel.
And it's going to be convection. And anyway, Garrett's Appliance, great place. Can't say enough good about them. They have just totally been a great sponsor for us.
Yeah, that's cool. They have. And we've got a lot of good sponsors. And speaking of that is Shasta with Old World Olive Company will be joining us in the next segment. Always one of my favorite guests. Just having the bubbly personality in the studio really lifts us
up.
I
never noticed she was bubbly.
Right. But, well, she has a little bubbly.
She's starting to gurgle right now.
Right. And but also the knowledge and the expertise that she brings with the olive oils and the balsamics, you're not going to want to miss this because there's a lot of people that I feel don't understand how to cook with balsamic vinegars and olive oils. And what she has taught us over the years has taken my game to the next level.
Yep.
So really excited to have her join us.
It'll change the way you cook.
Yeah, it really will.
You know, and it's really useful when you're using cast iron. And, of course, you know we love Lodge. So Lodge cast iron cookware is coming up next.
Stick with us. We'll be back. Or don't stick, as it may be.